Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Meadows. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Lee Meadows. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground for a single. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beck can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wilson trying to get to third. Wehner throws the ball into Trainer, who tags Wilson for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Harris reaches second base with a double. Grantham moves to third. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grantham scores. Harris scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows bunts for a double play. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnhart hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows fires to first and picks off Hartnett. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beck moves to second. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Beck trying to get to home. Wehner throws the ball into Gooch, who tags Beck, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Adams moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Wilson is chasing the ball. Harris rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gooch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0-for-1 in the game. Meadows bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham misplays the ball. That's an error on Grantham. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett scores. Carlson moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Pirates. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heathcott for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gooch hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0 for 2 in the game. Meadows hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barnhart bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 3 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Guy Bush now pitching. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 3 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote, who is chasing the ball. Grantham reaches third base with a triple. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grantham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Pirates. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0 for 3 in the game. Meadows is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 4-3, Pirates. Pete Scott pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. Grimm moves to third. Two outs. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Guy Bush. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.